Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome again to Bethel Baptist Church, and as we close off this long day in the Word of God, and what a joy it is that we can spend the day reading the Word of God, talking about the Word of God, fellowshipping one with another in the praise of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we always do, we're going to open up with number 255, the first and second stanzas. 255. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you so very much that we do have this place where we can gather together. And most importantly, Lord, that as we gather together, we can speak of you. We can lift up praises to you. We can lift up songs of worship and adoration concerning you. And that, Lord, that you would use the Word of God to transform our hearts continually, that we may be more like Jesus every day. Strengthen us to speak of Jesus as we rise up and as we go about our way, as we lay down, that in all things and in all ways and in all every day, that we would sing your praises, proclaim the very word of God, that you would strengthen us and encourage us to do your will. And I could pray that, Lord, as we wrap up this day of worship unto you, that the word of God would touch our lives and our hearts, that we may draw near to you to serve you and to live for you. We thank you what you will do with us and through us, what you will do with our pastor as he's in Mexico, that you would bless him and encourage him to stand firm and stand strong in the very word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. So as we like to do, we'd love to open it up to what you guys would like to sing this evening. Any choices? Candace?
174.
174, okay. The old book in the old faith. Now, if we don't know it, you know what that means. Oh, I see. 174.
Thank you.
think. Now, I thought when it said Grand Chorus at Close, that means that was on the last one only, but what a wine mill. Anyway, what else would you like to sing? Yes, Benny.
Oh, sorry, 61.
61, no problem. I don't. You know more about music than I do. Not a problem. See, even those that don't know anything can teach those that do. 61. Before we started the singing this afternoon, we were talking a little bit about messages and keeping them simple. And I said, yeah, next week I've got a very short message. I've only got 28 points. And for some reason, they didn't think I should go through all 28 points. So I guess I need to condense a little bit from 4 hours, and we'll go down from there. Ralph.
355.
Okay. From every stormy wind that blows.
Is there any special?
What's that? You wanting to know the source of the song?
No,
I don't see any funny blacky things on here. I just see the normal.
Okay.
All I know is there's those two sharp things.
Oh.
Flats. You got those ones backwards, yeah. Two flats.
Thank you.
great place to be, the mercy seat, where we find the mercy of God to not condemn and destroy us. What else? Yes.
236.
Amazing Grace. Praise him, praise him. Trish.
478.
Constantly abiding.
479. Okay, Jesus loves me. Anyone want to join?
Hello.
Okay, well. Pastor's choir.
Jimmy, like the good old days, right?
Yes.
In the position of pastor, I get to be out here and lead the choir.
You're too tall, man.
The button.
It has a.
Yeah. Right here?
Yeah.
It's a new flow. Trying to get the crowd together.
Okay, we're good. Let's
Okay. Sing.
How do we sing?
Okay, what else would you like to sing? We have time for a few more. Lee?
1-3-2.
1-3-2. He lives. Look and live.
I will rest you from the Lord, God, and go.
And we are pleased to have Victor with us this evening to bring us a message from the Word of God as our pastor is testing the waters in Mexico, make sure they're the right temperature, validate the scientific view of global warming or not, whatever, but I'm sure they're enjoying their time down there. Victor?